Standing near the cross were Jesus' mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother standing there beside the disciple he loved, he said to her, "Dear woman, here is your son." And he said to this disciple, "Here is your mother." And from then on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus knew that his mission was finished, and to fulfill the scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it to his lips. And when Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Love so amazing. Love so divine. It demands my soul, my life, my all. You can take a seat for just a few moments. I'm going to ask the band to stay with me, though, guys, if you can. You know, it was just over 300 years ago that Isaac Watts, the son of a church deacon, penned those words that we have just heard. It was said that a young 18-year-old was sitting in church ridiculing the poor hymns that were being written of the day, when his father turned to him and sarcastically said, "Son, if you don't like them, make some yourself." But he said this. He said, "Make sure that if you write hymns that are going to reflect the word of God, that you are reflecting on what you are writing. That you are reflecting on what who God is and what he has done for you." I wonder, on the day we call Good Friday, have we taken time to reflect on who God is? Have we taken time to reflect on what he has done for us? In just a few minutes we have to share this morning, I'm going to share 2 points from that exact passage that Jason just read out of the Gospel of John. And in particular, the time when Jesus cried out in a loud spirit, "It is finished." The first is this. Is that right to the end, Jesus was outward focused. The Message translation puts it like this. While the soldiers were looking after themselves, Jesus' mother, his aunt, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene stood at the front of the cross. Jesus saw his mother from up on the cross and the disciple he loved standing near her. And he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then to the disciple, "Here is your mother. Protect and provide for her." From that moment, the disciple accepted her as his own mother. Here he is, humiliated, tortured, in excruciating pain. Here he is, hanging on a cross, dying in agony, gasping for each breath. When he sees his mother, the one who comforted him through all of his childhood cuts and bruises, teases and taunts, he sees her at the foot of the cross, heartbroken, weeping, inconsolable, and in obvious distress and grief. And he cries out to one of his disciples, and he says, "Look after her. Care for her. Stand beside her. Be there while she grieves. Be her rock. Support her." Rather than being consumed by the understandable concern for his own welfare, Jesus is touched by the welfare of others. It made me reflect, how do I view others? When I feel like I'm hard done by, when I feel like I'm in my time of need, do I have the capacity to look outside self to see the needs of others? The second point is that Jesus was about completion. Verse 28 said, Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill scriptures, he said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so he soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch and held it up to his lips. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. He breathed his last. I've often pondered the words, it is finished, because it can kind of feel defeatist. I'm beaten. You win. It's finished. It's done. Yet when Jesus said it is finished, what he actually said was taken from one Greek word, which is the word tetelestai. Tetelestai, which is translated in these three ways: to end, to be completed, to discharge a debt. We read that Jesus, now knowing that it was complete, said to his heavenly Father the words of victory, tetelestai, it is finished, it is complete. In those times, the word would be used by a servant who would return to his master and say, tetelestai, I have finished the project you have sent me to do. I have finished your work. It was also used by merchants who would place a stamp on a piece of paper saying, tetelestai, the debt has been paid in full. It is completed. You owe me nothing more. And thirdly, it would be used in these times when those would bring a sacrificial lamb or an animal before a priest, and they would inspect the animal to see whether it was worthy of sacrifice. And if the animal didn't have a spot or a blemish, the priest would say, tetelestai, this is worthy to be sacrificed. This animal is perfect. Jesus on the cross, knowing that all had been completed, said, tetelestai. What was finished? The perfect work of Jesus Christ was finished. The servant returning to his master and saying, I've finished the work you set me to accomplish. Tetelestai. Jesus said, now the debt has been paid in full. Your sin has been paid for by the shed blood of Jesus. And when Jesus said, it is finished, he was the perfect Lamb of God being slain for the sins of the world, saying, this is the perfect sacrifice. Nothing more needs to be added. As a result, when you place your faith in the perfect work of Jesus Christ, you do so knowing that Christ completed all transactions once and for all. It has been finished. Tetelestai, it is done. I'm going to ask the guys that we're going to re-sing that song from the start, if we can, guys, from the beloved part at the start. The words in there, let them saturate your heart. As we go out on a Good Friday morning, as we go out and enjoy, as we go out and commune with others, we go out knowing, tetelestai, it is finished, it is done. The servant came and served in the most awesome way. The debt was paid for every single person in this room. And the one who died was perfect. He was blameless. He was without blemish. Yet he did it anyway. It is finished. As we sing this song, I just want to encourage you. I'm going to ask that we stand as we sing this one. I'm going to encourage it on this morning. If you've never said to Jesus, if you've never said, thank you, God, for dying on the cross, then you use this opportunity this morning, and right where you are, that you just take a step forward onto the altar, because we would love to be here and pray for you. Maybe it's been a while since you've done that. Maybe it's been a long time since you've recognized the fact that Christ died on the cross for you. And for you. And for you. And we've been living a life whereby we go through the motions day by day. There is no better time than this morning to recognize that Christ paid the debt. That Christ was the unblemished Lamb of God that came and said, "Tetelestai, it is finished." So if that is you, and you want to just come forward and say, "God, I give it all to you this morning," do so on the altar as we sing this song. Thanks, guys.